everybody. Welcome tonight. This is our Friday Creation Light Peeling Program. The day today, you'll see we're in April right now, so it's April 1st, 2016. So we're going to clear the date for you, starting a new month. So that probably means you're on brand new timelines. Remember, each month probably controls timelines. So here we go. Let's release this date energy from you. One, it'd be interesting if somebody would want to maybe give us a an email or something, CLS questions at Yahoo, just to see if they felt the change from last month to this month. You know, there should be a change because the timeline shifted. So it's another month, another controlling month. So here we go, releasing this energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that feels pretty good. Doesn't seem too heavy to me. And we're going to release a situation and energy from you, a thought pattern. Actually, that's what we're doing. We're taking away one of your programs that you connected to somehow or activated to cause you physical pain or trauma or sadness, emotional stuff, or one incident. So here we go. Think of something that you'd like to have released. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it from you. One, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it away, then I'll give it back. And you can see how you feel. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So kind of see how your body's responding. Check it out. And now we're going to put it back on you again, and then I'll take it away afterwards so you can just see what happened. Here we go. Bring it back to you. Whippy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And now you got that load on you again. Thank you, aliens. And here we go. Let's take it away. Bring you peace energy now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Okay. So I guess we'll energize the light beams now. Minutes you have up on your monitor or monitor screens. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And let's bring our co-host down. Ann, are you out there in BBS Radio Land, Ann?
I sure am, Ron. How are you? And hello, everyone. Welcome. So happy to be here, as always. We have, as always, a wonderful show planned for tonight. If you're a new listener, you're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com, that you'll want to check out after the show. There's a lot of information there and a lot of healings. Many of them are free. And if you're new, you're well on your way to feeling better and improving your life. So, Ron, thanks for clearing the date today and also that taking us on and off the timeline. And I really felt that heaviness of when you put us back on the timeline. And I don't think I ever realized before then thought about the fact that a new month would be like a new timeline. So that is fascinating. So for those of us who are, like, for instance, I'm running timeline crashes right now on, well, really one issue, but I have a couple going around the same issue. So is there something I should do on the timeline crash, like open up a new page and just clear a few timelines of the date of the first of the month or the month of April? Or, you know, is there something more I should be doing?
Well, if you can remember, remember the aliens have you connected to timelines, and the timelines are either through names that I can connect you, letters that make up words, we'll say, locations. And, you know, naturally, each day of the year, they can copy and paste the previous year or many years onto the same particular day. So they can just go back on your database. Let's just say you were born in, 1970. And so right away you got 30 plus 16, so you're 46 years old, typically, maybe 45, 46 right now. Well, they can go back each one of those years on this date, we'll say April 1st, and they can go back and they go, wow, there's 46 incidents that happened on April 1st throughout the person's lifetime. And they can scan all of those because it's all kind of recorded on their database. And I guess another way of stating it, this would be the Akashic Records, okay? So they got you, and they know exactly what happened to you. Maybe when you're younger, you had a tooth pulled on April 1st, when you were maybe 12 years of age from an accident or something, and it could have been painful. And then now maybe you're having a tooth problem. You go, man, my jaw is kind of hurting. What's going on here? You know, I woke up with this problem. Well, the alien said, 12 years of age, nothing else is going on, but that's a good one. We'll put copy and paste that. Bring the energy into you because you were complaining then. And when you complain a lot or you know, whatever, harp on something or feel pain, right away they got you. So they go, this has a large energy signature. So we'll now just put it back into the person. It resonates with their body perfectly because it's your blueprint. And they take that blueprint of you from back then and put it onto you now. And you go, man, my jaw's really hurting. And you don't know what's going on. You just think something happened to you. Maybe you slept crooked or something. So that's kind of how they work. So you want to clear out that. So, you know, if you do have a bad day, whatever it is, then go, geez, what do they do to me, you know, this particular day or time or year, you know, from the past? What happened to me? You might want to research that. And then the other way to look at it is you might say, you know, I remember April, but it wasn't the 1st, but it was the 5th. And April 5th, man, it was a disaster for me, you know. I can remember that, like, maybe we'll just say 10 years ago. Well, I would suggest before, you know, that time comes of April 5th, go back and do timeline crashes on April 5th, 10 years ago, so that all of a sudden the aliens are not going to see that date because it's no longer going to be in existence because you're clearing it from them. And you're clearing, in a sense, your Akashic records. That's where they're holding all this stuff on you. They got that aspect with someplace. Remember, they have this large database of information, so you can clear it out because you're attached to it. You resonate to it. So just clear it out so that doesn't exist, and you may have a wonderful day. So that's one way to kind of work the timeline crashing. And naturally, if it's an awful event, like maybe breaking a bone or something, or maybe having a kidney infection, you know, where your kidneys hurt for a week or something, you know, that's awful. And they're going to know that, so you want to clear that energy. So you can be proactive that way and eliminate them using you over again. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you again. Ann, back to you.
Okay. Wow, thank you, Ron, for all that information. That's so helpful. Okay, I'd like to read a request from a listener that's kind of pertinent or close to what we've been talking about here. Ron, will you kindly clear the energy of April Fool's Day? The history of it suggests it is okay for lies and pranks to hurt someone due to tradition. April Fool's Day, sometimes called All Fool's Day, is celebrated every year on the 1st of April by playing practical jokes and spreading hoaxes. The jokes and their victims are called April Fools. People playing April Fool jokes expose their prank by shouting April Fool. Some newspapers, magazines, and other published media report fake stories, which are usually explained the next day or below the news section in small letters.
Okay, so we'll just clear. We already cleared the date, so we can just clear the word fools, April Fool's Day. So we'll just clear the word fools. That will invalidate that because it's no longer going to have that computer-generated tag on it because one of the words is missing. So you can kind of, you know, recognize that if you, you know, try to do some research on something, you miss a word or take it out, it doesn't work normally. So here we go, releasing that word fools. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. There we go. That feels pretty good. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if you could also clear us of having been involved in a prank, maybe one incident. Maybe we did something to someone or someone did something to us as an April Fool's joke.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So we'll have you decide, everybody decide what happened to you. Either you did something to somebody. Now remember, it's only coming up because you have this database in you that's going to recognize maybe the worst thing that happened to you with that title of April Fool's Day. Either it happened to you or you did something to someone else. So it'll be the strongest energy that's there. And then once that one's cleared, then the second one will pop up. And that's the different layers of how they work. So you normally always get the strongest energy first. I won't say I'm 100% correct, but I'm probably like 95. So here we go. Your strongest April Fool's happening. We'll just use that. So releasing that from you. And you need to bring something up, because I just can't clear something without having it brought up by you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. I'm just thinking, going sideways here, we're just thinking everybody has or had some type of maybe dog or cat in their life, I would imagine, or a goldfish or something. So just think if they wanted to play a joke on you and they had that same consciousness. And so the cat goes, I don't play dead this morning. I want to be where I normally sit and not move when my owner comes around to me, And then they'll think that I died, and they're going to be very worried and upset. And then I'll come back to life, wake up, and show them that I'm living, and I'll put a joke on them. But here we go. They don't do that, but that could have happened something to somebody. Maybe they thought that was going on. Maybe they had a timeline vision, a deja vu or something, and it happened somewhere else, and they woke up, and, the animal was on the timeline, and it wasn't, maybe living, and then you shook it or something, and that new timeline where you are now came back in, and now the cat's living where before it was dead. That's all possibilities. And that's how aliens drop stuff next to you when you're walking or driving your car, same thing. So they can bring something around you that's an illusion, and it will be real to you as you're watching it, but it's still an illusion, so that they can just copy and paste your cat being in its bed. And, that's the way it works. But here we go. Let's release that energy if that happened to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man, pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, now I'll go a little further here. Let's just say that somehow you got involved with not knowing about, maybe stuff happening to you, maybe a spell or something or a curse or whatever. So you wake up on April Fool's Day, and because it's connected to your genetics some way, and maybe it would say that you're a woman, right? Because women normally wear makeup and lipstick and stuff, and somebody did this hex on you, and they took away all of your makeup. And so they put you into maybe a bathroom with no makeup, and you woke up and you couldn't find one of your pieces of makeup to put on or something like that. And so all of a sudden you're on this timeline, and this thing is weird happening to you. And so here we go. Let's clear that if that's ever happened to you where you couldn't find something, you needed it, it was a very, something very important, or you had that special envelope you wanted to mail, piece of paper or something, maybe you spent all kinds of time typing something up, and all of a sudden now it's vanished, you don't know where it went, and you're searching your mind to try to figure out where you put it in some other timeline, you don't have that memory. So people could do a curse or hex on you that way. But anyway, let's clear that if you had a situation like that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. There we go. And let's turn it back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. I had an idea. I was watching a show the other day, and in this, a character on the show hit a little animal, you know, by accident. And I once hit the same animal, same kind of animal. And I was thinking that it would be nice if you could maybe clear us all of an incident like that, like where either we accidentally did something to an animal or saw something, you know, just a sadness about an animal.
Okay, so we'll clear that from you here. Here we go. So this is probably like a trauma clearing, that, you know, and it could be sadness too. They're all slightly different, and that's why when you do clearings, you want to kind of see what clearings could benefit you. You may think one is the one that's going to fix you, but there might be another one that's kind of similar, which may be holding the energy. And you may clear one, which is good, but the second one, you know, may be one that you got to work on also. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you. So we'll first do a sadness clearing, releasing that, what you saw that was sad. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do a trauma clearing for the same exact situation that you are, you know, visiting right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, when you see things like this, you're just seeing a program. You're actually, you know, in the viewing location, you know, in the cinema, you know, watching what was created for you to experience. So you want to just take that program away, that movie set, the film footage, the database. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, I'm going to read another email before I make our announcements about our upcoming sessions that are happening. Hi, Ron. I received the list of enslavement words, and I have to say I appreciate having it. It has a lot of powerful words that I'm so glad I can clear on two different healings. I feel so fortunate. As it has been said, words cast spells. That's why we use spelling. Words have energy. Use them wisely. Thank you for coming into our world to share this important healing tool. This list and the two healings. So thank you, listener, for that nice testimonial. And what they're referring to is that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron is going to be giving us a shackle release call. So we'll be being released from all, you know, shackles from past lives. And he has suggested that we clear through the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept clearing, which is a free clearing, and the natal barcode actually is only $50, words that are connected to shackles, slavery, etc. So we have quite a long list, and a lot of people have already requested we send them that list. If you haven't received it and you still would like to, just send your request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is also, by the way, where you can ask any questions or send any testimonials, and I'll get them while we're doing the show tonight, or you can send them anytime. And also we have the little button that says Fast Chat, and you can always click on that to make any comments or ask any questions. So again, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the call costs $30. You pay for that by going to the donation. It says donate on Ron's website, lower left. That brings you to PayPal. Once you've paid the $30, you'll get a receipt, and then you forward that receipt to Ron, and he will send you the phone number and the PIN number that you need to get on the call tomorrow morning. And Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that was a lot of talking, Ron. Is there anything else you want to say about the call tomorrow morning?
Yeah, just be on it. Just be on it. And what I will say, too, this is a little different, but talking to people back east there, a lot of people were mentioning how they loved that we have the clearing to make it more intelligent. And the more intelligence would be the education clearing. So if you're having troubles yourself with situations and not connecting the dots, you've got the IQ clearing and the education clearing. And, boy, I think there's a third one here. I just can't recall what it is. Maybe we'll bring it up here. They might know. But the education and the IQ are...
Well, what about the mental body, Ron? The mental body clearing would help with
that one too. Yeah, but there's another one designed for... thinking clearer. So that's very, very good. So those clearings are great. And then you can also, naturally, request for a smarter clone to come into you because you're not always here unless you happen to stay on the CLS timeline in the now. So that's your choice. But normally most people are not, in the now, and they're out of the now. So... you don't know what the now is, and you're living timelines, you're living programs, and you are programmed. So that's the difference. If you want to be programmed, then you need to not respond to those programs. But the education nights you're clearing are very, very, very good. So if you haven't tried those out, I would suggest doing that. Get the unlimited version and probably do them, maybe every couple of weeks. Or if you have something that's going on in your life that you need to have a little smarter intelligence on something, that will definitely help you. And it'll keep you more centered because you're eliminating a lot of the programs that are preventing you from having, clear thought in a sense. Because you are using mind energy when you're thinking. So you need to be able to be clear and not having all the aliens jump on board with tangent timelines corrupting you even worse than what you were initially. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, yeah, thank you for that tip. And, okay. So, speaking of tips, someone wrote in, thanks for the tip to run the help enslaved aliens leave Earth when we see our coded numbers. I have done that twice this week and felt instantly better. Before, I would feel discouraged and dismayed when I saw those numbers. Now I feel empowered. So what this person is talking about is the recording that Ron made for us that we can use anytime, all the time, day after day, where we release enslaved aliens from Earth. And I think another listener maybe wrote in to say that they do it now when they see their, double digits or three numbers in a row or four numbers in a row or three or four consecutive numbers, because as we know, unfortunately, that happens to a lot of people that they see those numbers. And Ron has said, oh, that means the aliens are checking up on you. So now that's very empowering that we can just put on that release enslaved aliens recording that Ron did for us. And speaking of that, Ron, do we have any aliens listening tonight that might want to go to the light?
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. So any aliens out there listening, maybe inside of your body, that's possible. Maybe you got the 50 of them in there and they're waiting, chomping at the bit, and you're kind of agitated and don't know why, and they're hoping this is their night. So here we go. Let's release them. And maybe ones in your room, too. Remember, they're living here just like you are. You may just not be able to see them physically. So, here we go. Releasing aliens. They got a one-way ticket out of here, never to return again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 100. There we go. So a lot of them left. And then another clearing, which I'll go a little sideways here, is really good to have. I saw some other people. And they said, by all means, you want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing to help yourself out. Because as you do clearings, you need to get those energetic bodies put back into alignment in case they're not functioning properly. So the clearings that we have will not put them in the proper sequence with your spirit. They're just being, the energetic bodies are being cleared. And some could be perfectly fine, but if you have one that's really goofy, you may not experience a 100% clearing because your spirit cannot connect to that particular energetic body. That's why you want to have that magnetic twisted body clearing. And that's also one of the bundles, I believe. But that's very important. And then also the 12 source energies are very good to run on yourself because it's bringing you back into wholeness as you do that. So if you have any corruption of anything going on with you, that used to have light in it, okay, and it got corrupted, then those energies can come into you and reinsert their energy field into you to kind of renew you over again. So in a sense, you could maybe look at it maybe as a system, what do you call it, on a computer, there's a word, the restore. It's a system restore, maybe. Or like cleaning off your hard drive, but it doesn't necessarily do the hard drive, we'll say, because you're still going to have stuff. But it will kind of put everything back into order of light, we'll say. So, and people are also, well, I'm sure we'll get some emails from people or information coming, you know, maybe CLS questions at Yahoo. But they have found ways to use the clearings and use other ones with those clearings or adding a page or something, maybe part of a clearing on one of the free ones to what they're doing. So they have another screen up with another clearing, but it's still going to affect what you're doing. I think some people actually do the spirit integration, or it could be spirit infusion along with everything that they're doing, and they have that running during a clearing, even though it may not be listed on that page to do that. But, you know, being creative is very nice. You just don't put too much on there to overload your body if that is a clearing that you're doing and using. There's a lot of people, they want to get everything done at once, and you just can't do that because your body will not. Because it has darkness in it, you need to clean out the darkness slowly. And, you know, then at that point you can start to get integrated back into light again. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, I leave the spirit infusion running all the time. I put up the alien oxygen code, which is the free healing, and go to the last button, and it's spirit infusion, I believe it's called, or light infusion, and I just keep that running all the time. And then I sometimes skip that step if it's the last step of a healing because I know it's already running for me. And it feels really good to do that. So we have a couple of questions came in about the call tomorrow, Ron, the Shackles call. One is someone's going to be on a flight at that time, but can they be absentee and still receive the benefits?
Yes, you won't know what's happening, but you will feel better. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the other, of course, people are asking for the words, which, oh, the other question was, have you sent out the codes yet? And the answer is no. Ron will be sending those out sometime this evening, so you should have them by first thing in the morning. And he might even send a few out, you know, right before the call tomorrow. But, yeah, I don't think you've sent any out yet, Ron. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So just check your email tomorrow. You should have the calls, you know, probably a couple hours or whatever, you know, when I get them out. So,
right.
But it will be, you know, you will have them, so don't panic.
Right. Okay. someone has a question, Ron. What clearing should I use to clean out a used car I bought?
So they want to clear the energy off of the car?
Yes.
Okay. Boy. Well, okay. The space clearing could do it. You can clear the space of the car. So that would clean out the space inside of the car. Remember, space clearings work inside. Now, did anybody ever put a spell or curse on that car? Possibly. You may want to do a curse of sex or spell clearing on your car. Remember, they do it to people, so that could be attached to your car, too. Then from there, you probably want to do a trauma clearing on your car. Because let's just say that the car that you bought, unknown to you, may have had a fender bender or something. And it got repaired and it looks perfect. You wouldn't know it, you know. But the person's energy, when they saw their car all dinged up, or maybe they got in an accident and had something going wrong with them. Maybe they, got a cut or broke some bones or something or whatever. You know, looking at the more, bigger negative things that could happen to a person. So that energy now is in the car. And are you going to resonate to that energy? Yeah. So we'll just say a person got into a wreck and their head hit the steering wheel or maybe the windshield and, they had a head trauma. Well, that's in the car. You get in the car and you go, man, why am I getting a headache? You want to clean that stuff out just like that. Just like the car will hold the energy. It's not that it's, going to be like a person where it's going to have knowledge of everything, but it will hold the energy that's imprinted onto it. That's what I'm saying. Much like rocks, a rock doesn't really think typically. I guess they could, and they could communicate to other rocks, but to you, it's just a rock, it's something that's dead. But you can put energy into a rock, and it will hold that energy. So your car can have all these traumas done to it throughout its lifetime, and you don't even know it, and you bought the car because it's giving you something that you may like, and it's comfortable or whatever. And so from there, it's serving its purpose perfectly, but it could have hidden things going on with it that you know nothing about, and that could be affecting your life. So back to you.
Right, and I've brought my computer into the car and just run the object clearing on it.
That's good.
Now, if a person has purchased the curses, hexes, and spells whole life for themselves, or the trauma clearing whole life, can they clear their car on that, or should they buy a new healing for the car?
Since it belongs to you, you can probably put it in there. No problem with that.
Okay.
It's just, you can't use it for other people, but your car, which belongs to you, that'd be fine.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I wonder, okay. That's an interesting idea, because the car is important to all of us. It's our home, too,
Home. That you're traveling home when you're moving, you're going down the road, this is your house,
right.
And you got your belongings in there,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
And so it's your mobile home.
Yes, well, thank you, Ron. That's a wonderful, very generous thing for you to let us do, and I think people are probably very excited to hear that. Happy and excited to hear it. Okay. We were talking just a moment ago about the magnetic and twisted body clearing, and someone had a question. And I want to just say it's such a wonderful clearing. And if you have done, you said it's in a bundle, and it is. It's in the physical body rejuvenation bundle. And if you've done that clearing, then you can have the magnetic and twisted body be a whole life clearing for you for simply adding on $50 when the body rejuvenation is complete. And so this person is asking, is there a way to make it run continuously? It has a list, Ron, a drop-down box, body one, and it goes all the way down through 108 bodies. Now, on each one, you can put as many minutes as you like. You know, you could put in, I think, four or five nines and run each body for a long time. But I guess what they're asking, is there any way to just put it on and keep it going?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the webmaster possibly to do something, be creative like that to do that. So that's in the works.
Oh, good. Okay. So, well, thank you very much, listener, because that would be a lovely thing to have. I know that I was motivated to finally buy that for the $50, Ron, because you cleared all 108 magnetic and twisted bodies for us one night on the show. I think it was another Friday night show, and it was dramatic how good I felt, and I realized, oh boy, I really needed that to be done. So now I have it myself as whole life. Okay. On Ron's website, for many of his healings, he has the generational healings, and you can go really far back into your past and clear different things. So this one listener has been doing the generational clearings for addiction. And on when she hit a certain generation, happened to be generation 38, her computer stopped. Should she start 38 over or just go on to the next generation 39, she wants to know.
I think I would just go to 39, because if it ran for a while, it's probably going to be okay.
Okay. All righty. And someone else wrote in to say, I'm currently not able to work and find myself spending nearly all of my time on the Internet and watching content that I realize some of is unwholesome. I have clearings going on in the background, but I'm not able to muster enthusiasm for much else. What are the best clearings you suggest to get me out of this funk?
Well, you want to do the self-empowerment, the bundle for that. Self-empowerment clearing, I think it's 6 weeks long. Get on that, and that could help you getting out of the funk. It's very possibly, or possible the aliens are wanting you to go to certain website locations, and, you know, they're using that to contaminate you even worse, and that could bring in depression eventually, I would think. You know, if you don't have a job and you're worrying about it, and now you're reading about, the world coming to the end and conspiracy stuff or whatever you're looking at, you know, which can be kind of depressing. So, and that's where you're focusing at. Now, are you focusing yourself? Who gave you that thought? You know, you wake up in the morning. Who gave you that thought to think about turning on your computer, or what gave it to you? I shouldn't say who, but what did, okay? Because is that part of your routine? It means it's a program that you have. So you're being controlled by something outside of yourself to go on the website and look at whatever you're looking at. So that's what you probably want to do, is to release those programs. So the self-empowerment can help you, because you're clearing away stuff that you really don't know about, different issues and different stuff. So it's a nice Band-Aid to get you jump-started. But, yeah, each time you go to, a website, you start doing a lot of research, and one leads you to another website, and, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Maybe you hit 10 websites a day, and you probably read, you know, half the day on a bunch of words. You know how many keywords are inside of you for the aliens to connect to you. You know, it's actually pretty sad. And there is always truth in something, but do you need that truth, you know? Wouldn't you rather be peaceful? Because having the truth will not make you peaceful, typically, you know, because there may be a lot of negativity attached to it, because you're finding out something that you never knew about, and you could get traumatized, and the aliens want that too, even though it could be great information. But are you actually focusing on your new job that you want to have? No. So just like your billboard is, I'm addicted to the Internet. That's what's on your billboard. Who's going to want to hire you when they see that? You know? So, anyway, you want to get out of that situation. And what's programming you? who's programming you or something's programming you to do that. So each day should be brand new. It should be in the present moment. And you go, wow, what can I do next, you know? Because you want to bring in peace energy. How do I bring in peace? So do the mind to heart drop when you start getting on the computer, having that old pattern recycling in your life, and, you know, give that a try. Or just turn the computer off and go outside and walk in the woods or someplace, or, you know, go sit someplace where it's peaceful if you have that opportunity. If you're in the city, you may not have that. But, you know, to try to find some peace somewhere. And then, you know, do the self-empowerment clearing so that you can get a job. So back to you.
Great, Ron. And I have another suggestion to add to that, which is if you're online, go to YouTube and listen to some of Ron's lectures that are on there. And within those are many healings that I think you've said will work three times for us. There are things you can read and listen to right on Ron's website. Even if you've done it before, I find that things get richer, you know, when you revisit them. You'll get more insights and whatever, and that would be make the other things way less interesting. I know what the listener means, though. It's, as you've said before, it's like down the rabbit hole. And I know I've looked up something that it seems to be simple and innocent, like a, something about a supplement or a vitamin, and then if you get too mental, then you go, oh, you click on the next article, you know, or something pops up, and then you're down the rabbit hole, and you've gone into the mental realm, and you don't feel good anymore. Or worse, you're corded or whatever. So thank you, Ron. Okay, the person that asked for the information about her new used car, thank you so much for the car clearing information. It sounds like it will make the car feel like new. So good. Good luck with your new car.
Yeah, and also you want to, if it's possible, since you bought a used car, you might just open the hood up and see if there's anything that's been replaced. You know, I don't know if you could tell that or not, but let's just say that it had, you know, maybe a new air conditioning compressor possibly, or an alternator or a starter. Remember, all those energies are brand new, and they're probably fine, but when that particular part gave the last owner a problem, now that problem energy is in the car, okay? Now, can that make that part break over again? Yeah, it could. You know, let's just say that a person, hypothetically, we'll say they got a starter went out. So they got a starter, had it put in, and it went out in 2 months for whatever reason, just didn't seem to work. And they got another one put in, and the same thing happened. Let's just say it happened four times, which is probably highly unlikely, but we'll say that it did. So now, you know, the owner is really upset because the starter went out four times, and, you know, if you talk to them about your car, they can see the last owner. They say, oh, yeah, the starter went out four times. Well, the car is out filled with negative energy for the starter. So is that going to affect the new starter that's in it now? Very possibly. So that's what you want to do, is clean that out. So let's find out what is there that's been replaced, because there's probably negative energy on it, and clear that. Otherwise, it could maybe cause you a problem in the future. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, you're giving us so many wonderful ideas, Ron, that even if we don't have a new car or a new used car or whatever, we can do all of this on our whatever our current car is. So thank you. Say, another listener wrote in and said, I've been listening to the 12 source energies every day, feeling really great. So that's good. That is a terrific thing to do.
Great.
Yeah. We really enjoy that, Ron. Okay, someone sent in an interesting observation. I've noticed when I first wake up in the morning, immediately the thoughts come pouring in. But when I intentionally focus on my heart, even when my eyes are still closed, I notice an immediate clarity and brightness in front of me to the point that I want to open my eyes. When I don't do that, I feel very groggy. Just an interesting observation, and there may be others that want to try it.
Right.
It's also good to start speaking out loud and commanding your spirit, Ron. Isn't that correct? When you, like, I think the most important time to do it is right before falling asleep and the second you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, that's very good. Yep, kind of good advice there.
Yeah. Okay, so, Ron, someone wrote in, you recently spoke about helping the government. I think this was a day last week. Is this the same alien-controlled government, or are there two different ones?
I'm trying to think what I talked about. I don't remember what it was, so I need to be refreshed on that one.
Okay. So if that person is, I think that just came in during the show, so maybe that person wants to, you know, be at a little more specific. Oh, this is interesting. A person who is on, you know, comes on a lot of the calls I know and has done a lot of healings, and you have said that we can do, for instance, the death barcodes on our pets and our whole life healings, and you kind of just said that again about with our car, and that's very nice. So this person is saying they don't have any pets, they don't have any children under 18, so can they use some clearings on their minerals, rocks, crystals, and gemstones?
Boy. I honestly don't know how to respond to that one. I don't know.
Don't know if it would even work.
I don't know if that would be, because you're looking more like an object clearing that way, okay?
Right.
So you're looking, you know, the car is something that you're in, and the energy of the car is going to be relating to you when you're driving it, okay? So that's a personal connection, just like a real person, where rock or gemstone is not really going to be on you all the time, and you can clean that with water. 15 seconds is done. You know, I don't see any, I wouldn't waste my time doing it for things like that.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about a car because the car has your energy in it, and the energy of that car can affect you. That's how we're looking at this here, and you don't want the car to cause an accident because the car is generating in its field around it that the last owner programmed that the car is always an accident. That's what I'm talking about. Or maybe it had got tires, and the person got rid of the car because they thought it was jinxed or something. And now you got it, and you wonder why the tires are going low on it all the time or a blowout or something. So that's from somebody else, you know, imprinting it. Your crystals and gemstones and stuff, you know, it's a whole different agenda. I wouldn't even, you know, that's why I'm looking at it. It's just, you know, just do an object clearing on it. So back to you.
Okay. I just thought of a question, Ron. If we wanted to clear our car, should we actually go sit in the car and do it? Should we just type in a description of the car or put a picture of the car? What would be the best way?
A picture of the car would work, or just put your computer in the car. You probably have a laptop and just go someplace where it's you know, comfortable and, you know, start clearing the car.
Okay.
Go a place where there's Wi-Fi or something and get online and start doing some car clearings.
Okay. Okay, so someone wrote in about the shackle call, and she's asking what day on the archives did we do a sample of the shackle clearing, and I do not know the answer to that question. I know on one of the shows you did a sample of it, but I don't remember what that is. If a listener does know, maybe they could send that in, and I could let this person know. And then their other question is, or I guess request to you, Ron, please include shackles of the mind, not only physical shackles, for situations such as financial dependence versus financial freedom.
I'll see if that if we go into that tomorrow. I'll have to see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, that I sort of, that's a really interesting point that they're making. I sort of feel like it will end up being both shackles of the mind and shackles that are physical, because I don't know. I just that now that it's said that way, or she's put that out there that way, I feel like that is probably what you're going to be doing tomorrow. And it's based on the words that we all collected and are clearing. Some of those are physical and some are definitely mental or emotional. Okay, Ron, on our shows, a lot of times you have done a clearing and on the calls for heart knots. And someone wrote in to ask, how can we clear heart knots?
Well, what you could do is maybe send over to that's a very good one. So send over to CLS Questions at Yahoo the clearings that you've had so far on the website, not the free ones. I want to know what you have had so far up to now with the whole lifetime clearings. And then at that point, we'll look at that, and maybe you can read it on the air, and we'll see what else could be needed. Because remember, you don't just jump into something because you heard what we're talking about is a great clearing because you have heart knots. You know, you need to have other clearings first. So I need to know what you have now cleared from you. And then also, if you have the unlimited version, which means that you're keeping current with the clearing. So I need to know what you have had, and then from there we can use that to help other people on what they may also need and what we can do for maybe clearing some heart knots, because you probably need, I know we have the, let's see, there's something with the mind matrix which could cause the heart knots too, but I need to know what you have so I have something to go by. You know, to help out everybody else. Remember that these shows are about helping other people, and you may have your own personal question, which is great, but we need to know how to direct everybody else to have this clearing work more successfully for them. So back to you.
Right, and just to be clear, there is no specific healing on the website called Heart Knot Clearing. Am I correct about that, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, yes. It's one of those things that it's deep, and it can be complicated to clear. Okay, so someone just wrote in, I just got four new tires for my used SUV. I did an object clearing on all four of them, took my computer outside for each, and it made a huge difference.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And
Yeah, because your rims would know about having the problem. Because they, you know, everything is sort of conscious. I'll say sort of because you don't know how it communicates, okay? You know, like trees talk to each other, and I'm sure other things talk, you know? And there is that communication going on. You know, we know that birds chirp and make noise, right? That's a very obvious thing. And you hear frogs croaking, you know, and they're communicating, so... you know, everything does communicate, and we just don't maybe understand that language. So you could have the rims on your car maybe had a blowout or something, and the rim is like, oh no, you know, tires, you know, I'm leery of this here, and that's putting energy there, and it could draw a nail in the road out of nowhere to hit that tire, because the rim now has a problem. So anyway, that's very good to clear stuff, because it will, you know, make everything, you want to neutralize everything. That's the bottom line. So back to you.
I just had the thought, Ron, that maybe this person and all of us should take our energy back and the car's energy back from the old tires, you know, and anything else when you, like, change a part or something in your car.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
And you've all probably, yeah, another thing, you know, driving, you know, out in rural areas and stuff. This is probably not done in the cities. Maybe a city block might have this, but, you know, you're driving and all of a sudden you see a cross on the side of the road, you know, a couple of feet high, and flowers around it, roses or whatever, and, you know, just, you know, something where somebody, you know, got into an accident and they died. So that energy is being put out of death when you see that, you know. Maybe not always, but it's there, so it means something to people driving by, number one, okay? And so I'll start this over again. So here you see this cross on the side of the road, and for most people, that would mean death, okay? That somebody died there. Now, maybe the person who put the cross there with the roses, they felt this person was very loving, so they wanted them to be remembered, so they put the cross there. But their intent was one thing, but everybody else realizes, yep, must have been a bad accident here. A person died. So right away, you have all that negativity going into that cross because maybe people have seen somebody die in an accident, okay? So, you know, that's why you may not want to do that, because it could be attracting the energy to somebody else. You know, you probably have all driven your car someplace where, you know, a lot of accidents have occurred because maybe the road wasn't made right or they didn't put a stop sign in or whatever. And you go by that intersection all the time and you can feel the death energy, you know, reeking there. And maybe your body shivers or something. Yeah, well, it's because everybody that was involved with the accident and all the relatives and people that saw it put energy there. Now it's coming back to you. And or maybe, you know, there's stuff going on there that you know nothing about. So maybe it's an alien fishing hole trying to get somebody to get into an accident and you're driving by there and you're aware of it. And you sense the death energy, but not really knowing what the death energy is, but you feel that something's not right. So that's what you want to do is clear things like that. So remember, everything has energy and it can be attached to something else. So back to you.
You know, I'm reminded, Ron, that when you're talking about accidents and things you see on the road, like where, you know, as you said, where someone died or something, you have told us before in the past to keep some healings running even with you in the car if you're going on a journey. You can have them running for you back at home with your picture up, but also to bring them with you, like to bring your run them on your phone or bring your laptop, your computer in the car.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, and, you know, keep the peace running with you. Yes, huh?
So you're not affected so much by the hopefully not getting on timelines and whatever if you go through a bad energy point.
And we'll talk about the person who's trying to find a job, but they're only watching their computer and because they're kind of, you know, bored or whatever, you know, and worried maybe of not having a job, but taking their time up, so they're doing something. So let's just say that now you got the job interview coming. Oh boy, whoopee, I got one coming in 2 weeks here. And now it's the morning of the job interview, and you've been out of work for a long time, and you're very nervous. So just get your laptop, put it in your car when you leave. Remember, you don't have to have the internet on, you know, connected as long as you have a clearing running. So put the timer up for a long time and run whatever you need to. Maybe you're in trauma or fear or something, and, you know, you cannot change the page. Let's first say that. You cannot change the page in your computer. If you're doing a fear clearing for yourself, you know, put it for whatever, let's just say 300 minutes or something, and make sure it has power to it so it'll operate in your car and have the monitor up. Put it, you know, on your passenger seat with the light being looking at you. Don't change anything. Once you get it set up in your house where you have internet, then just take your computer, take it out to your car, you know, hook up power to it, you know, unless your battery's going to last enough time to go to work or to the interview. And then leave it on, and it'll bring peace energy into you throughout your trip to where you're going. A lot of times, you know, if you're driving for an hour or two, you're going to have all these negative thoughts come into you. The aliens are going to give you everything that they can find in your database of fear and trauma, anxiety, and now you're going to be worried about it. What's going to be on your psychic billboard? Yep, this person is a worry ward or something, or, you know, not very good, not very functional or something, because you're bringing it up to tell them that on your psychic billboard. And, you know, just keep the peace energy running in your car to you. And that's the way it works. So you don't need the internet on it as long as the page is loaded. But if you, you know, try to do something to the page and you might make a mistake and click it off, then automatically you're not going to get it again because it's no longer stored on your computer. So just run it that way. And I don't know if it would run tabs or not. You might try it. You might put up two different tabs. Maybe somebody could let me know on this one here. Maybe you could put up two clearings. We'll say you do a fear clearing and a trauma clearing. So now you got the trauma clearing running, and maybe you can click on the tab and do a fear clearing. Maybe it'll come right up because it's already inside your memory on your computer. I think it would work that way, but you'd want to try it out first. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure about that myself, Ron. I know if you set everything up first while you're online, it'll keep running whether you go offline or not, which is wonderful.
Oh,
about
like our time is coming to a close, everybody. So
yes.
We'll do the Mind to Heart Drop, and I'll be sending out the information for the call tomorrow. You get it before the call starts. Let's just put it that way. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop, commanding, and that's a shackle call tomorrow. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. You need to, confirm that your spirit's going to help you to do this.
And spirit to drop all of my thoughts down into my heart center.
Yep. So do that, and now we're going to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, and counting from 10 to 1 backwards. I feel it dropping out like an elevator. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wonderful, everybody. So, see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, for our shackle removal. So we'll see what happens. And you want to probably take notes, and if you need to get some information on what you might want to, clear to help you out a little bit, just send it over to, CLS Questions at Yahoo, and the co-hosts will gladly send you that information that we had sent to us by many listeners. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and have a good evening. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.
Bye.